Dead Street by Mickey Spillane, narrated by Richard Farrone.
Chapter 1. The street wasn't dead yet, not all the way. Old Charlie Wing had given the kids from the next block the last of the lychee nuts and was packing his meager belongings for a U-Haul ride to Los Angeles and his relatives, and then on by plane to his home province in China, where he would be the richest man in the village and a big daddy to his horde of great and great-great grandkids. Two houses down, the wicked witch of the neighborhood, 90-year-old Bessie O'Brien, hung out the window, cushioning herself on a red velvet pillow as old as she was. When it snowed, she stayed inside, only sliding the sash up if she heard gunshots. Hardly anything ever happened that she didn't know about. She saw Finley get killed, the cops nail the pickup truck loaded with $5 million worth of narcotics, was able to identify over 20 muggers, and was the state's foremost witness when Tootsie Carmody shot the frog, the super peddler of heroin in the area. She wouldn't go to court to identify the shooter. She made the court come to her, and for one day her tenement building was jammed past inspection requirements by New York's legal elite. Bessie didn't wave. She just yelled down, "Kill anybody today, Captain Jack?" "Not yet," I yelled back. When I passed the brownstone where Bucky Moeller had lived, I could still see the faint outlines of the white 703 he had painted there when he was a troublemaking 12-year-old punk. He had been knifed and shot twice before he was 16. Then the blue uptowners nailed him with the radiator of a stolen car because he messed with one of their chicks. That was a long time ago.